Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP Coffee Talk. Today, my esteemed guest is Megan Haynes. Megan is from Ottawa, and I've had the pleasure of working with Megan on quite a few different projects over the years. Megan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, Megan Haynes here from Ottawa, Canada. I'm a web designer, developer, and creative person of all kinds, having started around with this long, long, long time ago. I'm currently the technical project manager at Maintain, which is a web dev studios mini company. And we build WordPress things and help solve problems for tons of people around the world.
Fantastic. I know I've seen some of your work over the years and I've always been impressed. I was trying to remember exactly when we first met, and because it kind of feels like I've known you forever. It's been a while. I want to say that I think I first met you at WordCamp Buffalo. Probably 2015.
Oh my God, has it been that long already?
I think it has. And I want to say you came up to me. You'd seen my very first ever WordPress talk, WordCamp talk. It was the first time I did it. I felt like such an imposter. And you asking me to apply to Ottawa was the validation I needed to move forward in a career that I absolutely adore. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, that just tickles me pink. It's my pleasure.
And then being able to go to see you at WordCamp Ottawa has been great because I'd never seen Ottawa before.
Right?
I know.
It takes us very, very many different places.
Absolutely. So how did you, I almost forgot. Which mug are you using today? Show me your mug.
Today I have a brand new mug in my collection. It's my WordCamp Hamilton little Wahpoo mug.
Got a
nice little WordCamp Hamilton logo on the back there.
I have one just like it. I actually just saw Megan very recently at WordCamp Hamilton. So it was fun to, it's always fun when I get to present at the same camp as you. And what's in your mug today?
Today, well, it was coffee earlier. It was a smoothie even earlier than that. And now it is water.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. And so drinking coffee at this hour can be hazardous. I have a long night ahead of me. So I'm actually drinking coffee with cream and sugar in my Wonder Woman mug. And you can see this is my first mug on the show that isn't WordPress related. This one was a gift from somebody I dog sit for on occasion. So this is the dog sitting Wonder Woman mug.
It matches the nails perfectly today.
Isn't that nice? Every once in a while, my coordination is, you know, serendipitous, let's say that, rather than haphazard. So tell me, Megan, I have never actually heard the story. How did you get involved in WordPress? Tell us.
Okay, so way, way back, it was, how long ago? I think it was 1994, 1995, I sent my first email through a teacher, through another teacher at school. It was to a company down, or a bunch of kids down in Brazil who were doing a school project on Canada. So that's where it started. And then really quickly after that was the GeoCities Times. And I was just fortuitous to be in the right space at the right time and geeky at a young age. So I started jumping right into it. And it was a fun creative avenue. I can still remember my first website. It's a geocities.com/enchantedforest/4515. I'll plug a URL that doesn't exist. Then anyway.
Are you sure it's not still on archive.org? Have you looked there?
Oh, I've checked. I've checked the GeoCities batch tour that exists. It is not in there.
Okay. But
only in here. It's only in here, unfortunately. It was a Sailor Moon fan page.
Ooh. You're back in the anime way back when, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That started opening tons of other doors. This one just kept going. I always loved the creative nature of it. Back then, too, it was really, I mean, it was always Wild Westy, but back then it was really like, view the source code if you want to know how to make something happen. There wasn't PHP, wasn't really well adopted back early times. It was really just HTML. CSS was starting to get going. We were still making image sets in Photoshop and PaintShop Pro, little banners and little horizontal rules. It was a really pure and innocent time. And then, so that's where I got started. But then eventually I started doing websites for clients. I'm like 14, 15. And then one of them's like, hey, I want to edit my website. And back then you needed to have like Dreamweaver and an FTP and all this information. And then you need to know how to not, you know, delete the wrong parts of the site.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there going, there's got to be a better way, right? And this was around 2000. Actually, this is a little, a few more years later. So this is early college, around 2005. I started Googling and found WordPress. And I said, sweet, this is exactly the tool I need. But it wasn't until 2013 that I realized that WordPress is made of people. And that there are events and there's other people, even in Ottawa, my small little town, there are other people doing WordPress.
So WordPress is people.
Yeah, exactly. It's all behind it.
I love it. I love it. And so since you discovered that, what has that brought into your life? What have you done?
Well, that facilitated a lot of development. That started opening a lot of doors because companies were using WordPress. It was easy to start building smaller websites for smaller people. I freelanced for a number of years, created my formal company a number of years ago, and have now traded it all up into being part of Web Dev Studios.
That's fantastic. I saw some of your posts from your Web Dev retreat. It looks like you guys had a blast.
It was a lovely time. They took us all down to Georgia for a week of good team building, and Jim caught some really good fish, and it was just a great time all around.
And didn't you get a trophy or something?
I did. I got an All the Things award, and with a little meme, of course.
That's awesome.
Another little trophy, and it held just enough for a nice little drink.
Oh, perfect. That's exactly what you need. That's awesome. Well, it's been
a trophy cup, you know.
Exactly. You could drink out of it on the show if you wanted to. Just doesn't hold enough water for a 40-minute show. So it's been exciting to watch your career, actually, and even the struggles, right? So it's exciting to watch people struggle through, because that's what makes us better. That's what makes us grow and makes us stronger. Mm-hmm. And to be encouraging to one another, you've been encouraging to me at times when I've had some down, and I hope I've been the same for you. Oh. So it's, and that's what, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do that had WordPress not brought us together. So I agree. WordPress is people. I think that should be a new hashtag.
It's a nice motto.
It is. Hashtag WordPress is people. So when you think about the sites, I mean, you must see thousands of sites like I do. And I know that, you know, you and I are frequent unofficial staff at happiness bars across WordCamps all over the North America, et cetera. When you think about the sites that people build, what do you think is one of the things that you see most often that they either skip or skimp on or just maybe ignorant about and don't know they should be doing, but that would make a better practice?
That's a good question. So my answer is kind of twofold. Okay. The first thing that I think most people don't do is thoroughly test their own websites themselves once they've built. I am a little neurotic in that if I do a link, I'm going to click that link just to make sure it works. And I have caught links that don't work before they go out to press. That's crossing your T's and dotting your I's. That's making sure that you don't have any obvious impediments that are stopping the success from your website. And then the second part is a lot of people like having a website more for the, hey, it's a cool little car, like I'm washing my car, I'm shining it, it's really nice. But I'm more interested in where that website goes and who comes and sees it and who's interested in that from that side. So by installing something like Google Analytics on your site, you can start getting that information. Who's visiting your site? Are they visiting more on desktop or mobile? And then that gives you more power to actually make smarter business decisions.
Yeah, no, I think that's very true. It's interesting. Everybody that comes on the show pinpoints something different, and everybody is just as valid as everybody else's. And if our listeners get one thing out of listening to all these podcasts, it's that you all have some amazing advice. So, yeah, I would absolutely echo what you've said. That's a fantastic, fantastic thing. Absolutely. When you think about where you've come from the GeoCities days through to the present, what's something that you wish you had known about WordPress when you first started with WordPress that you've learned over time?
Well, one of the biggest problems I had, and still suffer from a little bit when I'm doing my freelance, is I'm a people pleaser. I love to make somebody happy. Unfortunately, there are too many websites out there. I can't help everybody. And even if I reduce my rate down to zero, you know, I can help a lot of people, but at the end of the day, are they really going to be helped at that point? So for many years, I would undercharge for websites. I'd cut people deals. I would do a friends and family rate that was really just everybody's rate and was twice as low as what it should be. And for years, all that was doing was selling part of myself. And that part, you know, can't really got you replaced back again. So it took a little bit of confidence to say, you know, here's my hourly rate. My hourly rate is X. And that's what it is nowadays. Mm-hmm. I had somebody I met at a WordCamp recently who reached out, was interested in wanting to do business with me. She saw my rates and she said, you know what? I'm not going to engage with you now, but I will engage if I have that problem later on down the road. And instead of in the past, I would have said, oh no, I did something wrong. I did. That wasn't a sale I got. It was me that messed. It was my rate that was wrong. But now I'm sitting here going, okay, that's great. We'll see, see each other.
Yeah. I think that when your rates are too low, and part of that is that we're not valuing ourselves enough, obviously, and we don't value our work enough, or that we think other people won't. So we try to price it where we think is kind of the sweet spot, which is always too low, of course. And then part of that is I could do, you know, 12 websites at $1,000 a piece, or I could do 2 websites at $6,000 a piece. You know, which is the smarter value for me? Mm-hmm. Right? So yeah, absolutely. And from what I've seen of your work, you're absolutely worth more. And so dropping your price is definitely not the right solution. No. So like, yeah, no.
Because, you know, I want to be able to help everybody.
Of course.
But there comes a point where, you know, that value comes at a cost, that comes at experience. And that's what makes the person who's paying that value the advice more.
Absolutely. And homeless developers can't help anybody.
Exactly. If they say it on the plane, you got to put your own oxygen mask on first, right?
That's right. Absolutely. If you're not feeding yourself and paying your rent, then they're not going to be able to help somebody else. So absolutely.
And paying your future.
Yeah, exactly. And
in this industry, don't focus on future planning and retirement planning. Just because we're freelancers, it's kind of easier to stay on the wave of, when the money's there, it's cool, but you gotta be thinking about things in the future.
Yeah, gotta build that nest egg for later on. Absolutely. I haven't asked any of my other guests this yet, but you and I have had a conversation in the past about women in our industry and how we've come quite a long ways. I don't know about you, but the first meetup I ever attended, I was the only woman at the table.
Oh my gosh.
And there were like 15 people in the room, and I'm talking 7 years ago. It wasn't that long. What has been your experience of coming through the industry as a woman? What have you seen change over the last few years?
It's definitely challenging. There are challenges that are in this industry which are faced by women and which men sometimes just don't have any awareness of whatsoever. So that's the first thing to sort of set in. And regardless of all the outreach we do and all the equality focus and our focus on speakers, there's always going to be a little bit of that imbalance until we're in that utopia future. But in the past, while I've seen some really good, strong efforts to recruit first-time speakers, female speakers, speakers of other colors and other LGBT representation, and bring them into the fold to make that part of a happy family. And that's just grown over the years to the point where it's pretty common nowadays to find a WordCamp that has that 40 to 50% almost variety of speaker percentages shown.
And attendees too.
Yes. Exactly. The number of attendees, the range of attendees, the education levels, the backgrounds, styles has just become more diverse over time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. I think that's really that's highlighting one of the, you know, the tool that we built is to democratize publishing, and our outreach is starting to get to that point too.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It really is. I agree. Some of the other things that I've noticed about you over time is you have a real penchant for gardening and for art. So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of your hobbies like that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a real curious person. I love to ask a question and to start investigating things. So a lot of art just came kind of naturally over school classes. It was always a very interesting class to take, you know, generic painting art and art theory class, which is always lots of fun. There's an old painting back in the background, Drippy Rainbows, God, I don't know how many years ago, probably says it on the back somehow. And I'm really into succulents. I'm going to actually show, I've got one nearby here. This is one of my little itty bitty succulents has grown actually quite a bit recently.
Oh, I love succulents too.
You know, there's something so pleasing. They just sit here on the table. They're really nice coworkers because they're drama free. They bring their A game and they don't microwave popcorn. So I'm super happy.
There's never any fish in the microwave from that.
Exactly. It's never Taco Tuna Tuesday with them. It's beautiful.
I love it. That's awesome.
It's fun. It adds a little variety. It gives some nice routine to things. And it's just another facet, another way to explore the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've attended WordCamps. I know that you've organized WordCamps. And I know you've spoken at a bunch of WordCamps. And I know this is going to put you on the spot a little bit, but if there was one or two WordCamp experiences that really, really rose up to the top for you as, you know, kind of a mountaintop moment or a realization moment or whatever moment however you want to define it, what might that be?
So one of the first WordCamp I spoke at was actually WordCamp Montreal 2013. I'd volunteered in Ottawa at 2013. That's what got me into this entire mess. And then at Montreal, at the end, they said, hey, come speak at Montreal. And I said, sure, I could probably do that. So I gave a talk about the ABCs of HTML. It went no problem. It was so fortuitous at that time that pretty much the entire company of Automattic chose that time to be there for a company meetup. So there were a lot of automaticians there. I got a chance to meet Matt Mullenweg and take a picture with him, which was, for me, like getting into all this was kind of like, all right, well, here's the king. Take a picture. Do your thing. So that inspired me, you know, for a number of years to keep going, to keep persevering, to figure out all the mystery and untangle the web of knots behind it. And then at WordCamp US, ooh, I think 2000, I got my dates wrong. Maybe 2015. It was the first year we had it in Philly.
That was 15, yep.
I was going around getting really absorbed in the entire atmosphere because it's a very different atmosphere at that WordCamp. It's huge, so many people and so many sponsors and vendors. And I just was looking around and I saw this really young kid with a laptop with stickers on it and a lady beside him, and I didn't know if she was with him or if he was with her, kind of thing. Like who's here for the WordCamp and who's just the plus one? And it turns out the kid was the one who was there. He started talking to me about JavaScript and schooling me and all sorts of stuff. So at the State of the Word, he was sitting a few rows right down, and at the end he was like, I asked him, How did you find this? He said, oh, I was going to ask a question to Matt, but I felt too intimidated. And I don't know what took over me. It's the WordCamp spirit or whatever. And that self-empowering thing. So I said, well, do you want to meet him? And he said, sure. So his mom took his bag and I brought him over. We waited in the little small queue of people waiting to talk to Matt after the State of the Word. And I just introduced, I said, hey, Matt, here's Jesse. And they went off and had a discussion. And that to me was just such a nice moment to pass it on. And I keep track. He's one of my Twitter followers. I follow him back. We see where he's going to code up and how he's going to build the future. But that just helped indicate. And that's the kind of flavor that these WordCamps have. There's a special little magic in the atmosphere. And it really facilitates that type of personal connections behind the technology.
I agree 100%. I think I might not still be in the WordPress business had I not started attending things that were bigger global type events other than just here in Rochester. And meeting people like yourself, and you know, I like to joke that I'm big in Canada because I've spoken at so many Canadian WordCamps. And of course I'm joking because I don't really see myself that way, but it is so cool to have so many Canadian friends in the WordPress community. I feel like anywhere you go, you're going to be able to find somebody to help you with something if you're in WordPress.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things about the entire community. If you're over in a new province, a new country, a new city, chances are there's probably going to be a WordPress meetup of some type there, and you'll be more than welcome to attend or to present or to get advice. Yeah, exactly.
Crash on a couch.
Yep. I have done that, and I have hosted people, and will continue to do so.
Absolutely. And that's part of the fun, too, of course, is just getting to know people. Absolutely. Is there anything you want to talk about that I haven't asked you about? Anything that you think people should know about you or about WordPress or your cats?
That's a good question. No, the kitties are all fed, so they're all behaving and don't want to be on camera right now. I don't know when this will actually be published or recorded. If it's in time to come to WordCamp Ottawa, then come and join us. It's July 13th to 14th. And if it's too late for this year, then just plan for next year, because it'll be around that time, around the same place too. We have a nice little camp in a lovely little building up here. So do come and take a look.
It is a nice camp. I actually ended up in the job that I have today because I met up with my current boss there and started talking and said, hey, if you have an open position. And, 6 months later, I was the head of customer success at Give. So you never know what's going to happen at WordCamp.
You really never know who you're talking to. You never know what doors are opening.
Exactly. And so it's kind of where the magic happens, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I have a series of what I call rapid fire questions. And of course, they don't have to be rapid fire, but I love it. Bring them on. So take your time to answer them, of course. But paid or not, what do you consider two or three or four of your must-have plugins when you are building a WordPress website?
Oh, that's a really good question. It depends a lot on your usage. Just in general, make sure your plugins are the top quality, the highest rate. Don't go with Billy Bob's Forms 104. It's not going to be a good plugin. We've got Caldera Forms. We've got Gravity Forms for a reason. We've got Contact Forms for a reason. And for the love of God, get analytics installed on your site. Anyway, if it's doing it manually through your head, sure. You can't get over Billy Bob's Forms, can you?
I can't. That's a good one. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to have to build a little meme about Billy Bob's Forms. That was good. He's going to have no teeth, though. You know that, right?
Well, no entries. That's fine.
Too funny. When you think back over your career so far, what is one of the biggest WordPress mistake that you have made, and how did you learn from it?
I accidentally left the discouraged search engines checked off on a migrated site on production. And it took literally the guys in marketing to call me up and go, what's with this extreme down? I was like, oh, I think I know. And that's how you learn to never make that mistake again.
Why do we have no traffic?
Exactly. Why aren't we showing up at all for anything? We're Googling company name and we're getting all our competitors.
We're not ranking for ourselves. Yeah, so that was one of those live and learn moments. Absolutely.
Google Search Console surprisingly accommodating towards re-indexing. That's what I'll say.
That's a wonderful thing. That's right. So WordPress is forgiving and backups are important.
Absolutely. Back it up, back it up.
Absolutely. What is one of your proudest WordPress moments?
I love seeing my family do things with WordPress. Like, my mom's got a blog that she likes writing. In fact, she's got two blogs. She's got a personal blog. She's got a business site. My sister ran an e-commerce site for a while. And they're walking the walk. I love it.
That's fantastic. I tried to get my daughter to start to build a WordPress website once. She registered a domain name. She installed it. And she's like, yeah, I don't like this. That was the end of that. And you know what? She does her own thing, and I'm just as proud of her. But it is interesting how some people will take right to it, and other people are like, I don't see how you can do this all day.
Oh, yeah. There's always people who are very interested in watching the sausage get made. There are people who just want to go to the buffet.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't take offense when people call me a nerd anymore, because I own it.
Proud geek, exact.
That's right. If you weren't working in web, what career might you want to attempt?
So this is going to sound funny, but web was always my plan Z. I'm a big thinker of plan Zs. I love to have a little safety net at the bottom.
Always.
It goes, oh, I'm still got that safety net. So over the years, there was other kind of maybes up top, like a crime scene investigator, but that was probably because CSI was big and popular on TV at that time. I never was really considering any other career. And then when I went on to do university, it just so happened that there was a brand new program that fit kind of, hey, do you like technology but not really know what you want to do with your life? Well, this program's for you.
There you go. So there really isn't another anything. It's just where you belong.
Nope. I'm walking my path.
That's awesome. I'm happy to hear it. Do you have a bucket list? And if you do, what's something on it?
I like to, you know, in general, like, it's tough to say. I'd like to be in the now and doing things. If I had something I wanted to do, I'll try to do it. I'm looking into, you know, trips. My next vacation, big vacation, is going to be out to Japan again. And I'm starting to do it. It's not going to reside on a bucket list for a maybe because I'm not a fan of that. I don't keep the bottle of wine for a special occasion. The special occasion is now. Like, that's the kind of person I am. So I just kind of take it easy breezy as it goes.
That's good. That's awesome. I love to hear that. That is a good way to live. Living in the moment is always something that's exciting. And taking those opportunities when they're offered to you and not hesitating is, and I see you that way for sure.
Absolutely. Saying yes to things is so opening. It opens your mind, it opens your experiences, and it makes you have cool little interactions you never knew you could have.
I had a teacher once that said, always say yes and figure out how to do it after.
Nice. I like that.
So there have been times when somebody asked me to teach a class and they're like, can you teach a class on this? And I'm like, sure. I get off the phone and I'm like, I wonder what that is. Onto the internet and figure it out. But, you know, it's not calculus. I could probably do it.
There you go.
Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents.
Well, I mean, it was going to be the succulent, but then you called me out on the succulent. that's a little bit tough. I'll promo the fact that I do speak Japanese still. It's been a number of years. Demo, watashi wa nihongo, chotto renshu shitemo ii desu ne. Dakedo, motto ganbatte imasu. I'm blabbing on. Someone will translate it in the comments.
As long as I wasn't just insulted on my own show, we're good. I learned arigato and let me see if I said it. Ogenki desu ka?
There you go. That'll get you pretty far.
That's all I know. I don't know how to ask for the bathroom though. So at some point I'm going to be in trouble.
Koide.
Koide?
Koide, yeah.
Koide, okay.
The Japanese R, which is kind of hard. It's like an RDL sound. But if you just say koide, like T-O-I-R-E, there you go. That's bathroom.
Oh, all right. Well, now I know. If I ever go to Japan, I can at least find a bathroom now.
There you go. Hello. Awesome. You're good.
That's awesome. So what else is going on? What can we look forward to from you in the future, Megan?
I shouldn't say I'm rebuilding my own website because that's probably going to jinx it and cause it to never actually get launched. But
who isn't always rebuilding their own website?
You know, I'm thinking of making MeganHaines.com just load a giant under construction GIF, the little guy chipping away at it all the time. Maybe one of these days I'll come out with a WP Web Rings plugin to bring back the old GeoCities days. I'm just going to keep professional trolling it up pretty much. That's my plan.
I forgot about those web rings, how you would just click the next and the next and the next.
Yeah, back in the day when you just get into these niches of knowledge and then next page. We don't have that anymore.
We don't. I think we had StumbleUpon for a while. I don't think that's around anymore either.
Nope. We're all waiting for algorithms to do it all now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Take command and get back in the web ring world.
Just some random, although there is still that when you go to Google, and you Google something, you can click that I'm feeling lucky button. It's about as close as you get anymore.
There's still little tiny vestigial technology bits lying around.
Exactly. Every once in a while, we stumble on one. That's fun stuff for sure. I had another question for you and I just forgot it. So I will ask you, how can people find you online? So social media, anything like that?
You can find me. I'm pretty much at M Haynes, M-H-A-N-E-S, just like what's on your socks. That's
It's not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I know. Nobody does.
So I can find you there on Twitter, Instagram, all of that.
Yeah, you can find me pretty much everywhere. Follow, friend me, chat with me, do what you want.
Fantastic.
That stuff.
Awesome. And so what do you think is the future of WordPress? How do you think it's going to evolve over the next, 5 years?
Oh, that's really cool. I'm not going to be dramatic or anything, but I think we're going to see the WordPress governance project actually take off. I expect to see a board of directors in place very, very soon. Start making more community-wise that sort of long-term vision and planning for WordPress. I think we're about ripe for when that is going to happen, and that's going to, I think, usher in a more democratic age of building for accessible concerns, of building WordPress to that next level, and of taking it to where it needs to be in the future.
That's wonderful. If somebody is watching our show and has not used WordPress, or they're using WordPress and they don't know how to get involved in the bigger community, what's your advice?
Well, if you're bored and it's Saturday night and you're doing nothing at home, go and load up WordPress.tv. So you'll find all of the videos of our conferences previously. That's sort of the easy way to ease into subject matter. But otherwise, I highly recommend, in fact, if you just load any WordPress site down in the dashboard, in the little corner, we'll show you where some upcoming events are located around where you physically are. So come on out and put a face to some WordPress names, meet the community, and you'll get well equipped to your WordPress voyage.
Fantastic. And will you be bringing your ukulele anywhere this year?
The ukulele may very well make an appearance at WordCamp Ottawa and maybe Montreal as well.
Well, I hope to see it. I'm hoping to be at both of those. So I will hopefully see and hear you there. Perfect. Megan, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And I just, I see you as a mentor to me in a lot of ways, even though I'm probably twice your age. And, just because you're one of the first people that really kind of pulled me into the greater community. And so for that, I want to thank you for sure. And then, just your friendship over the years has been, it's been awesome knowing you through the WordPress, my WordPress journey as well. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing today. And like I said, thanks for being on the show. Any last words?
It's always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing your show grow with success and fun.
Thank you. I'm excited about it myself. So fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll see you on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk.
Bye.
Bye.